NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games, today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek, an unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible! Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Welcome back to These Wars Are Terrible, brought to you by NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again, and of course, OffWorldDesigns.com. Use promo code BROHOOF to get 10% off your entire order, good for international and domestic customers. Well, guys, once again, this episode is dedicated to the memory of Dennis Bernard, basically friend of the show, and AJ Bernard's father, a former Twig intern. But now that we have everything set, our adventurers have found themselves at the Singing Dragon Inn. They're probably about half a day's ride outside of the castle, and they're in the town of Freeport. And, well, Connell, our thief, whose name I completely forget.
Sven Wargarble.
Sven is facing off against the Silver Cloak, the drow assassin who holds the elven ambassador hostage, or, well, almost did, because his wicked-looking dagger was knocked away from his hand. So we are joined with...
My name is Connell Macbeth, better known as Dr. Holocaust.
Big Mike, better known as still Big Mike.
Tom White, somewhat known as he is an evil genius.
Derek the Bard.
Oh, Justin, hi. I'm Mr.
Hi,
Ecock.
Justin.
Ecock. I mean, like, seriously, just take it.
Great.
All right, then.
Take the Ecock and just take it.
Take it and like it. All right, then. Now that we're laying down some pipe here, let's rock and roll. All right. All right. So, Silvercloak looks at you, cracks his knuckles.
Sven pulls a Ron Burgundy and goes, I immediately regret that decision.
Call for help. We can actually help you.
He looks at you, goes, oh, you will.
Can I take a quick action at this point?
You can do a move action because you just attacked. That's it.
All right. I am going to turn my head and scream out behind me. Someone's trying to assassinate the noble.
Can he hear anything over the sound of the Tenacious D bard downstairs?
No, because you did so well.
God fucking
damn it. Well, hang on. I'm keeping an eye out. So would I see
you? You wouldn't be able to hear it.
I'm outside. Can I hear anything?
You do.
Since I have detect magic up, can I actually detect the flare of magic off of his crossbow going off?
With all the magic that we casted?
We have two magic spells going now for this performance.
Magical static.
Right. No. Do I recognize his voice?
It's so loud in there now. People are really enjoying the performance.
The mayor is loving it.
Mike, you did too well.
I know, I'm sorry.
Slob Ford's like, more! Give him money!
Bring that man gravy.
I hear the voice, but I don't recognize it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you hear his voice over the din. Yeah. You're like, that's Sven. Actually, okay. Roll me a perception check. Let's see if recognize it.
Detect magic lets determine what the individual sources of magic are. He would be able to sense what it is.
Yeah, but he doesn't know to be looking for it.
Mm-hmm. He's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, like, he's weird, but it's a little meta to always be like, I wonder if they're casting spells upstairs.
And he's also kind of probably mesmerized by the fact that you're playing such a fantastic show.
To be fair, I was working my over to the bugbears.
Hey, it's not the greatest song in the world, but it's one fucking hell of a tribute.
Birdman, I rolled 10.
You rolled 10?
Yeah.
Maybe, could be.
Can he at least hear what's being said?
Oh, God, no.
No, okay.
He just heard, you screamed
what about
like
the,
a
what
girl.
About the nobles in the other rooms?
Well, he definitely hears people fucking, because you didn't go to door number 3.
Connell, I think the DM is indicating that perhaps you should go get help.
Run away!
Rather than stay around.
Can't abandon the woman that's there.
Okay.
Well, then now we're going to be testing out the resurrection
roll
stick.
Roll initiative.
You got a surprise attack
neutral.
On him. I'm the only one who'd actually be able to see him from the bar because I'm looking out at
he's
everyone.
He's upstairs through two solid floors.
Oh, through two floors. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't like one of those overlooking
kind
of
things.
Oh,
no, you don't know shit.
Damn. I wanted to mage hand him up my quarterstaff.
You don't know shit. Okay.
You don't know Obama.
What?
These kids these days. They don't know. Oh, fucking 19 plus 4 on initiative.
He rolled a 25.
I got a 23.
So he goes first.
Then I guess you're the second. Then I guess you're the winning loser,
that was
Connell.
Such a fantastic roll.
Now let me see what going to do to
you. Appreciate this. Even had you critically gotten a 20, it still wouldn't have helped you.
No, if I got a critical strike, that the number wise technically counts as a 30.
Mike's breaking out
the
book.
If you roll a natural 20, it counts for the sake of, like, if you're fighting a dragon or something like that, it counts as a 30 plus your modifiers.
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah, that's just for people that are like, well, this guy's got like a bazillion something's like, well, I rolled a natural 20, that's a critical success. So I succeed automatically, right? They're like, well, okay, for the number, like for the sake of crazy numbers and stuff like that, we'll say it counts as a 30.
It's to basically make the critical success still a critical success no matter what you roll it for.
Yeah.
All right, then I just gotta.
But rolling a natural 20 is not going to save you against, like, say, falling out of a cloud or something like that. Like, it's
unless falling you've got out of a feather cloud. Fall.
Yeah, just like falling from the stratosphere, like Optimus Prime.
Grab
it's not going to
actually grab her and jump out the window. Use the boots of Featherfall.
You're not.
I was
there.
Getting to that, Mike. Now when he does it, it's totally metagaming. You've totally messed up his plans, Mike.
Sorry.
All right.
I have like wicked.
All right then. So you knock, like I said, his dagger out of the thing. He's like,
why you?
He draws another wicked-looking knife. You recognize it as a kukri. Ooh.
Is this also magical?
It's called a kukri.
It's a kukri, trust me.
Kukri. There's no A in it.
Kukri.
Kukri. I'm saying it wrong
kukri.
This time.
Yeah. Kukri. My buddy's a huge knife nut, that's why I know. Anyway, so he looks at you, he draws this thing. It also glows with that hellish hellfire.
Peace.
He makes a run at you.
Oh. Now, does he draw it as a free action?
Yes, you can draw a weapon and attack. So
drawing a weapon is considered an action unless he has a feat for it. I'm assuming he has that feat though. Yeah, because he's
just
like,
give me a sec to add.
He's balling.
You know, the really sad thing, though, is he could only be, like, fifth level, and he'd still be exponentially better than us.
What is a...
Yeah, no, he could only be, like, fifth level and still completely rock our balls.
All right, then.
What?
Are you human?
Or are you dancer?
You are human. Oh, you're not going to like this.
He doesn't like
human. Human vein dagger.
Are you serious?
I have to look this up, actually.
Do you even have to ask if this is going to hit me or not?
Yeah, I need to find out.
Like, I am a level one character.
Well, he has, like, a row of, like, 12
unless
daggers
unless he's rolled fantastically low, he's going to hit me.
He's likely to fight.
It's like Batman's bat spray.
The best part is, if you die, anti-human dagger, anti-dwarf
dagger, anti-dragon dagger, it's got...
Does a 22 hit your AC?
I'm level one, Dodd.
You get hit. There are feats to dodge that. Trust me, you could have done it.
Not at level one.
Yes, at level
not
one.
Not at rogue. Level one.
Dude, the level one dodge bonus is a plus one.
Yeah. Yeah, but you take the feat dodge, uncanny dodge. You can do it.
With if dodge and uncanny dodge, properly. That's plus two. I'm wearing leather armor, which is two, and I've got out of plus four out of my 18 dex. At best case scenario, Dodd, that would have gotten me up to maybe 18.
Well, he hits you.
Yeah, duh.
Roll, you are taking...
like a billion damage.
Nope, you're only taking 4 damage.
Okay, I was like...
The Kukri only does
just,
1d4
one
plus 1.
Walk over and just kill me in one blow.
Hey, it's right. A good thing that Dodd
hits you. He slashes you right across the face.
Oh.
Basically, it opens you right up and you are bleeding.
Okay.
Such a for cool only scar.
All right. Well,
for only 4 damage. That's a pretty devastating
maybe it's a magical bleeding dagger.
Get her to heal
you're
it
also
for
wounded.
You.
You will take 1 point of damage every round.
Magical bleeding dagger.
Magical bleeding dagger. Yep.
That scar on his face. Maybe he's bored with it.
Maybe he's Maybelline.
Maybe it's Maybebleeding. Yeah. It's
oh. Ding.
Oh, Connor, I'm glad I game with you.
Okay, no.
Your go.
I thought that as a thief and as a gentleman assassin, I might run into situations such as this. Can I drop my crossbow as a free action?
Yes.
I will do that. Then I will use a thunderstone.
You want to... it's like a flash grenade, right?
It's a flashbang grenade, yes.
Okay, I just need to look it up and see what it does, so just give me a second.
Yeah. Will that get our attention downstairs?
Yeah, it is probably. It is a deafening blast that comes off this thing. It will blind and deafen people that are within a certain range if they're not prepared for it.
Does that include you?
If they're not prepared for it.
So you're going to close your eyes and plug your ears and you'll be fine? Or...
Yeah.
While a guy's slashing your face
with a
dagger.
He spent years throwing thunderstones in a cell just to train him for such a day. Okay?
I could just imagine the mayor saying, "Who is interrupting the jams?"
I've been steadily taking iocane powder over the last few years to steadily become immune to it.
Okay.
You have been spoiled by consumption of the gravy.
Roll me a fortitude save, because you all have to do it, because you're all within range.
To go for politics.
Me too.
Well, then range.
Everybody, yeah, roll fortitude
go
save.
Go to the equipment section?
Yep, DC 15.
Oh, I got natural 15, plus 4, 19.
You're good.
18.
Good.
I got 18. A 1.
Oh, he got a...
You are deafened for the better part of a day.
I thought I was 2 floors down.
No. Look up Thunderstone. You don't think it deafens you for a day.
Yeah, that's a 1. Yeah, I can do what I want.
You're right. I mean, if he was in the room, but we're like 2 floors down.
Yeah, we're 2 floors down and there's a performance going on.
We're still going to get hit by the effect of the Thunderstone, but we're on the edge of that.
Yeah, well,
radius.
He rolled a 1.
It's like yeah. 5.
Yeah. You guys are all fine.
And you're
He's
a halfling.
Not.
You're like made of twigs, right? So it doesn't really...
It is a DC 15.
All that copper is just going to like resonate.
And it's a
10-foot
radius, so...
Yeah, it's a 10-foot radius. 10
20.
Foot.
20. It says 10-foot right here in the book.
Well, I've got the updated rules.
Hang on. Yeah, but you can throw the stone as a ranged attack within a range... You can throw it 20 feet.
Yeah, it's a range of 20
feet. The range is 10...
Are you really going to rule lawyer me? Because I'll kill you.
You told me you wanted me to help.
Yeah, and I said don't rules lawyer me.
I rolled a 17.
You rolled a 17, away. So it did really good as far as I'm concerned. You are not deafened.
I am not deafened.
He is most definitely on the ground in fucking agony. He did not roll well.
He
throw it at his feet. Boom! This huge deafening blast.
Slash me in the face. Surprise, cockfag!
So did he have his ear to the wall right as this happened? Or
who, Derek?
Yeah.
No, it hit in that certain sound range.
I was right underneath the fucking thing.
More or less, yeah. Just boom. Unfortunately for Derek. But and everybody in the bar covers their ears. About half of them made their saves. The other half didn't.
And that's
and
how
like,
we got
what
tinnitus.
What the hell is that?
Okay.
Can I put a 2 and 2 together to notice that the thief isn't in the room?
Yeah.
I'm running up the stairs anyway. Yeah.
Now, hold on.
Pissed as hell now.
I am going to attempt to, as this jackass went, ruin my daring plan. I'm going to try to...
Is Reginald okay?
Like, there's a window.
He takes a -4 to initiative now, so you go first.
Okay, well, because like I drop the thing and I use this, right?
Yeah.
I'm now going to attempt to, in a motion, there's a window there, right?
Yes.
I'm going to attempt to tackle the noble out the window and then using the featherfall boots land safely.
Don't forget crossbow.
Well, I would say you're passing through where this guy would be a threatened square, but considering he is grasping his ears in fucking pain. All right, roll me your combat maneuver, so give me a basic roll.
Will this be an acrobatics check, or?
It's, well, you're passing through his square.
Oh, I'm passing through a square.
Yeah, so you're basically bull rushing to grab her and run.
Can I use acrobatics to get through someone's square of threatening?
Yes, I think so.
I think so, yeah.
That is something. Okay, if I may, like
yeah.
if that's allowed.
Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead. So you're adding that bonus?
Yes.
You're rolling against his combat defense, and let's just say you make it.
8 plus 6.
Wait a second.
That's like...
14?
14.
He takes a -4. Yeah, you make it.
Sweet.
So you grab the girl. She's like, who the hell are...
Don't forget the crossbow.
Yeah, your crossbow's on the floor still.
Mike, well, I'm only right outside the window.
I've only got enough time to grab her.
So what happens, because like I said, a round takes 6 seconds. So you
he's
run out.
He's walking his chicken. So he's heavily put the window away.
So you crash out the window.
Boots activate.
Are you activating them? Because you have to.
Yes.
Okay, so you activate the boots. You kind of float down. And you just see this. Bang. There is Connell floating Sven with this beautiful elven woman who looks very confused to be here. Reginald looks unimpressed.
Is Reginald okay from the Thunderstone?
Just peck. Peck, 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 peck.
Would the Thunderstone at that decibel level have just blown out the windows on the room?
You presume it's from your awesome bardic performance. You think God's like,
I know when I do that.
Mike running upstairs the moment that sound.
I was at the back of the room where I was casting the light as a follow spot. So
yeah, it'll take you probably about.
Oh, gotta go.
It'll take you 2 rounds to get up there. Okay, just because it's a lot of stairs.
We're heading up.
I'm readying my weapons in case something goes down, because obviously something is happening here.
Okay, so you do that. You see the bugbears are also making a break for the stairs as well.
Well, we got a head start.
I'm going to keep singing so they have a dodge, so no one can hear them fighting.
Okay, you so keep actually, playing as if nothing happened.
Can you try and entrance the bugbears?
I'm going to try and do that, actually.
What? All right.
And that's me.
Why? Why is the secret of your power?
So I'm rolling to entrance. Because I can do that twice per day.
Okay.
And
what?
I'm trying to entrance the bugbears so they don't go up.
Okay. Wonder bears! Gummy bears!
Oh, bouncing here, there, and everywhere.
Well, see, now, okay.
Oh, yes!
I'm also going to see if, like, once we get on the ground...
Okay, hold on. Let me roll this. Yep, they're entranced.
Woo! My friends are okay. Support magic.
So they're like...
bouncing here and there, Bianca Bear, we are the gummy bears.
You are singing the bears.
And daring, courageous and caring.
The assassin. We don't want them to steal your crossbow.
I'm a fucking hero. They would have stole my crossbow, Mike. They would have been like, oh, that's a crossbow from the guy that just saved the elven fucking noble.
Assuming that they work for the
table
noble.
Talk. All right. So you just jumped out the window. We're running up the stairs. You're mesmerizing. You're walking your chicken.
I am trying. As we're running up the stairs, you actually see Galvar's hand shift.
Okay, dealing with that later. Dealing with that later.
A scale suddenly run up his arms.
That's not good.
His two of his fingers fuse together on each
hand.
Okay,
one thing at a time.
He has dragon claws now.
Oh,
copper dragon claws.
He's a demon, you guys. All right, dealing with that later.
All right, so you guys run up
later.
The stairs.
Explosions upstairs.
You emerge into the room. You see the shattered window, the remains of the Thunderstone.
Do we see the assassin?
You see his cloak on the floor,
for
sure.
Is there, like, a crossbow lying on the ground?
Yes.
Oh.
Is the dagger still there?
No.
You fuck! So the dagger's gone, crossbow's still there. We recognize it as his crossbow.
Yeah, you recognize it's his crossbow.
I'm gonna
detect the chicken to a post on the floor.
Okay, well, sword's out.
Yeah. Detect invisibility on the room before we go in. Sorry, detect magic on the room, which should detect anyone who's magically invisible.
Yes, you do detect. There's something in the room.
I magic missile the source of the magic.
Well, since it never misses, you fire magic missile from your hand. These bolts of blue energy fire out.
He just screams, Fazare!
You just shot a magic missile at his crossbow.
Dresden Files.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Not at the crossbow. I can tell you not the crossbow.
At the intelligence source of the magic.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do that. You shoot out.
Do you want me to make a damage roll?
Yeah. Roll me your damage.
Okay.
Was it 1d4 plus?
It's 1d4 plus 1.
Yep.
Oh. It takes 2 damage.
Really quickly?
Yep.
Once we land on the ground, I'm going to try to huddle the elven noble back into the bar at the ground level to where the guards are.
Okay.
To ensure
Let me
that
resolve
safe.
This combat first.
You go ahead.
Okay. So, you fire it out. The invisibility spell breaks.
I do what I want.
On the assassin. Basically, it disrupts. You see him emerge as if from a heat mirage. You see him draw this wicked-looking black dagger. Like I said, it glows with the hellfire that I talked about before.
Yeah.
He's like,
wait a second.
Well, I see you've seen this trick before. Roll initiative.
I don't know what you're saying! I can't hear anything!
I can just see that note. He's just like, I see you've seen this trick before. And then it goes back to the note. He's like,
What?
Derek, do you take a penalty on casting spells because you're deafened?
No.
If they're verbal, right?
No.
He's a sorcerer, so it wouldn't matter.
I do.
Okay. Yeah, he does.
My magic is instinctual.
Yeah, it just happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look. Okay, but is he still deafened?
Yeah, he'll be deafened for at least. Now, if someone has a
you
cure
guys
spell.
Have heard of this spell before.
What?
They're just shouting what back at each other. Like,
why do you look like that? What?
Mike, I'm going on 11. I think I'm probably going last.
Yeah. Actually, no, hold on. Yeah, he's definitely going first, so...
Oh, I'm also rolling initiative. I'm in the same room.
Yeah, but...
Oh, yeah, you're also.
He can go first because I shoot around him. 15.
Okay, what's your total?
That's 15. Oh.
Okay, so...
My initiative bonus is 0.
Okay, just give me a sec here. Just got to double check the math on this.
So he goes on 15, I go on 11, and the drow goes on what the fuck ever.
And you can easily hide behind the tower shield if you need to.
Yes!
That's cover for you.
He got a 19, so it's him, you.
That's fine.
Okay.
Whoa. Oh, so you were pointing at people. This is an audio podcast.
Okay.
So
Justin bad goes guy, first, Justin. And then Derek. Okay. So the silver cloak. Oh, he takes a charge at. Where are you guys in this room? Basically, you would be standing in the doorway. You magic missiled into the room. He was standing.
But I can magic missile around things.
That's
like
true.
Like him.
Well, I've got the tower shield. I got the sword out. Well, the door doesn't need to be kicked in. It was wide open, but
yeah.
I would have kicked in
also
the door.
May or may not have been blown off its hinges.
this place is a wreck. I really hope we don't have to pay a damage deposit.
I gotta buy another thunderstone. That thing was awesome.
All right, so what are you gonna do?
Well, I mean,
are you gonna plant your? Okay, he's gonna go first, so he's gonna try and attack you. He's at a minus four for his roll, so keep this in mind.
Caltrops. No.
I only had money for one or the other. And I was like, I can either buy a Tanglefoot bag or I can get a Thunderstone. And a Thunderstone can hit everyone within a certain radius. Tanglefoot bag only gets one person.
I could does a 19 hit your AC?
Yeah, it will.
Just barely.
Barely, okay. Just did it.
Ta-da, motherfucker.
All right, then. So he hits you with the dagger, which does... what the hell is my four-sided dice? There it is. All right, so it deals... 3 plus 2, so 5 damage. You will also take 1 point of bleed damage until someone cures you or something like that. Basically,
like the cleric in the group.
Yeah, basically. Once you cast cure, it goes away.
Okay. How much has Connell bled so far? Just one round. Rude.
Yeah, he's only bled for one round.
Okay.
So Connell, that's something to keep in mind. You will need to be healed. As you are bleeding from the face.
Yeah. Does the elven noble do anything about that?
She's still kind of shocked this is going on.
Oh!
Besides, it's been about 12 seconds for her.
Oh!
Who are you, dashing strange human man?
Where did you come from?
I do have like a charisma of 16, though.
So. All right, Justin, it's your go.
Pretty fucking handsome.
So,
he's right in your face.
Yeah. There's no point in me casting spells because one hand's holding the shield, one hand's holding Flame Tongue, or Firebrand.
Firebrand!
And I lunge at him with the Firebrand.
Okay,
roll me your
attack roll.
And so, attack roll.
Oh, this is fun. We're never going to get anywhere.
What'd you roll?
What am I adding to this? I'm adding 3. I rolled
and
a 6.
+4.
+4?
Because it's a +1 to hit, so your base attack bonus plus the +1.
It's still a 7.
Still a 7. Unfortunately, it whiffs. You hit the air in front of him. He kind of leans back. And Derek, it is now your go.
Fazore!
All right. So you're casting a magic missile again?
Yes! And he shouts, what?
How many times per day can you cast?
5.
Oh, wow. All right, roll it.
I'm not even
trying to see if you can cast them all at the same
shield.
Time.
Planted.
I can only cast one per round, I assume.
Yeah, the tower shield when planted.
No, it's a new round.
Yeah, for
I know, because I can only cast one magic missile per round, though.
Yeah, you're in a new round.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly Mike said, I don't suppose you could cast them all at once.
No. You can cast one per round.
This isn't D20.
And if I don't have to look at the demon dragon, then I don't have to deal with that right now.
It's a 1.
Yeah, it's a 1. Okay.
So 1 plus 2.
He takes another 2 damage.
Okay, once again. Blue sparks leap from your hand, hits him, and he's like... All right, so now it's his go.
He does the Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, he points at you. He's like, he doesn't like you.
I see you behind there, you dirty son of a bitch. I'll kill your parents. I'll kill them both and I'll stab them dead.
What are you going to do?
Go ahead, the thing do is it. That
the cleric has planted his tower shield, granting full cover to the gnome.
That's
true. Halfling.
Halfling.
I'm a halfling.
I think that's a plus 4 to your AC.
Dragon.
Tomato.
Demon. Dealing with you later.
Kukiri, whatever.
Kukuru.
All right, so...
More to the point, because you're in the doorway, he has to get past you.
Yes, he does.
Derek, what's your AC?
14.
14 plus 4, 18.
Yep.
He surprisingly misses. Basically, he tries to get around the tower shield. His arm can't quite reach you, but you feel this tremendous amount of dark energy just emanating off this dagger.
Evil!
Like, it is flaring with whatever dark power it is.
Okay.
Am I done performing? No, actually, though, this is like 12 seconds. What am I talking about?
Yeah,
I'm
you're just... like, no.
Have I made any money?
Oh, you should do you that.
You had to pick
You'll
a really
out at
long
the end of the
song,
night.
Didn't you?
Yeah. Let's just say slob forwards enjoying it.
Good.
All right.
Ooh, look how fancy
so,
the sword is.
I'm going to be here for a while. I might as well make us money.
Top of the combat, it is Justin.
Yeah, okay, so I've got a couple options in front of me, but I don't
Kill
know.
Him!
No, I know, but obviously my roll didn't work out so well.
You just rolled really poorly.
Dazzling display is a thing.
Yeah.
That would, what? Stun him or mesmerize him or
there.
Do what?
Well, the core rulebook.
Yeah,
right there.
Sorry, I should have been reading these. And but the touch of law and touch of glory would require a free hand, wouldn't it? Which I'm currently using.
You're holding a weapon, right?
Well, you'd have to get past his touch AC. So yeah.
No.
Touch of glory
for
is to help his allies.
Okay. I want to.
Yeah.
Could he do it through me touching his back or something?
Yeah.
Or?
In theory, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd allow it.
The GM's allowing it. Yeah.
Okay.
Is
touch my back.
Is your holy symbol on your shield? Because that would help you a lot.
The holy symbol is on a chain that's attached to the hilt of my sword.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. He says touch his back. I touch his back.
So, and you feel the touch of law flow through you.
Suddenly the song changes.
Oh, no, those are for skill rolls. All skill rolls are 11?
No. Nope.
That's not going to help.
Not going to help.
Not going to help. So, dazzling display.
Okay, so what
which
does
is
that do?
I need to find out what that is.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What does touch of glory do?
Touch of glory would give you a plus one to your charisma checks.
Nope.
That's not going to help.
That'd help me, too.
It would help a few people, but not now.
It's funny, I would need the assistance of a law to do terrible things.
Or I could channel energy, which will help
dazzling
me.
Display, right?
Dazzling display.
Okay, hold
it's,
on a second.
It's some kind of awesome feat. It's a feat.
You can frighten your enemies.
We have four data
basically,
phones,
when wielding
two
the weapon,
of the
your weapon
rules.
Focus. You can perform
it.
A bewildering show of prowess as a full round action. Make an intimidate check to demoralize all enemies with within 30 feet who can see your display.
Seems like a long shot.
You demoralize.
Demoralize? That's not going to help. Okay, I hit him with firebrand.
All right, then.
And I rolled a one.
You swing the sword. It flies out of your hand. It flies out of your hand out the window.
You done
that's
good.
Really hard for a one dodge. That's a really harsh
you got
one.
A new weapon you might want to catch.
No. A really harsh one would have been the weapon shattered. Like you dropped it and it broke.
Sorry, no.
So is the sword going anywhere near Reginald?
High or low?
Oh, God. No.
I threw it. It's high.
All right. It's a high roll.
Oh, no. Do we have our first catch?
What?
It's an 18.
Oh, my God. We're going to kill a chicken.
Through the amazing amount of physics, luck, and Justin hates you.
And it deals, was it that 4d6 fire damage?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
You've consented.
The chicken's cooked.
So, a d8 of damage. So that's 6 damage plus 15 fire damage.
All right,
guys, our first kill, our first player kill.
Was
it
chicken?
Okay,
15 fire damage.
All right,
wait, go, Link.
So what happens? Your sword flies out the window, impales Reginald to the ground.
No.
The sword fireman goes him. Off and cooks him on the sword. As
burned
a bonus, he is still edible.
He immediately turns into a roast.
Swiss chalet rotisserie chicken.
You basically created rotisserie chicken.
Finger looking good.
Tom is literally sitting here with his mouth open in fury.
Okay, Tom, I need to borrow your d20 for a second.
Mine's I'm so first. Sorry, but there's no way I'm going to see that coming.
Okay, no Dodd. All right. As he opens up, accidentally throwing his sword, Galvar shouts, "What kind of plan was that?"
It was a perfectly good plan, and you know it.
What?
You know it.
What? What? I can't hear you.
Points in the drow. Because
I'm going to try a different spell all this time.
Let me see if I grasp
Alcast. Sorry, acid splash.
All right, then.
Let me just see if I grasp this. You swung a flaming sword at an assassin. It flew out of your hand, right out the door, and killed a chicken.
A 9.
Yes.
He's still got his AC.
Iomagay works in mysterious ways.
9? No, you just missed, actually.
Oh, God.
Is there some way that we can, anything that I can fudge to at least semi-help this fight?
Be creative.
He just had a flaming sword whipped by his head. That's got to be distracting at least.
Let me,
come on, give us some ice.
The power of Iomadei.
All right, let's just say he was...
Hey, my hand's free to cast spells now.
I'll tell you what, he gets a minus 2 because he is kind of laughing at this.
The horse was on the sword! You was out the window!
He was on the sword!
Mike, he takes 4 points of acid damage.
All right, then.
And it's the second session, and I'm going to be the one who walks away alive. I'm just going to be like, I don't know what happened, but I'm rich now!
Justin, the one thing he does shout to you, though... is, as he throws it, thrusts him towards you with the hilt of his sword on it.
Oh, I have another sword. The problem found, though, that our bard reminded me, my holy symbol was attached to the sword I just threw out the window. I did mention that the chain was on the hilt.
So now you have holy roasted chicken.
Awesome. So I still have, another sword and a quarter staff.
Do you have another magic sword?
No.
You can't use a quarter staff one-handed, though.
No, I can't. It was just a stick, you know, a walking stick. Anyway, I've got the sword, though, just regular old sword, more for show, right? And but no holy, so no spells at all until I go out to that alleyway.
You are the worst cleric in the world.
Listen. I think I still get to channel positive energy, even without the holy thing. So
I have met priests of the beetle god Myrmidon who are better than you.
Iomagay is testing me.
He knows. He knows who did it now.
Iomagay is trying to get me killed.
So Tom's character is going to be like, who did this? He's going to see the symbol.
My holy symbol hanging on the hilt of the sword.
And the sword's still on fire.
I'm pulling the sword out of Reginald, and I have vengeance in my eyes.
It was like 4 rounds.
You hear this deafening explosion. Guy comes leaping out the window with the woman and runs back inside. You're like, hold on a second. Tie your chicken to a post. You get 3 steps away, and the sword just like a woof, and lays your chicken on fire. Like, what the actual fuck? And it's got the holy symbol of that guy you've been traveling with for how long, hanging on it. You're like, the shit, man.
Well, it's good to know that Firebrand now has a new name.
Chicken
roaster.
I'm just calling it rotisserie.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, so Tom, if you want to do that, it'll take you 4 rounds to get upstairs.
Okay.
All right, then. So,
something smells like chicken.
It's his go again. He's still kind of chuckling. He's like, do you guys really think you're going to beat me?
No, not really.
And then he got a ball full of acid to the face.
That would be a perfect moment for
he
me to run into the room
screaming.
He tries
to slash at Derek. Does a 16 hit you?
Plus the cover.
Not with the shield in front of me.
Ding. Basically, what happens is he takes the wicked-looking dagger, tries to stab. Fuck.
Nope.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's a okay, shield.
No, this is the great legendary assassin we're dealing with here.
No, now I'm just imagining
it's gradient scales of incompetence.
No, I'm just imagining this the perspective of our bard here. He's still playing this music, and he sees me coming running around the corner with his chicken sword,
with murder in your eyes.
What I love about this scene, though, is it started off this really badass, heroic, dramatic thing where Connell kicks the door open, blasts the knife out of the guy's hand with an electrified crossbow bolt, throws a grenade on the ground, grabs the maiden, jumps out the window, and from there it's turned into a Benny Hill sketch.
Oh my god.
All right. Okay, Justin, it is your go.
Is there any way I can get out of this?
No, so I'm going to keep the combat moving.
I take more bleeding damage, so I'm down to 17.
Yep.
Keep track of your bleeding damage.
Oh my god.
That's great. So, there's not much. I pull out my other sword.
Do you want to use my sword? My sword's also magic.
I grabbed the halfling sword.
You're fine. Do you want to do other things? You can now.
All right. Okay. So the evil demon dragon halfling, I'm going to deal with that later. Yeah. He's offering me his magic sword right behind my shield. So
you can take it. Yeah, easy.
Whoop, and lunge at the world-class assassin with a second magic sword.
All right, then.
I'm going to use this new die, folks. All right?
If you lose my sword, there will be a reckoning.
He may not be as good as I built him up to be.
Hey, sorry, before
locked
I,
gauntlets.
What, okay,
yeah, we're buying you a locked gauntlet.
Yeah, I'm going to put that holy symbol around my neck because I really could have used, like, you know, divine guidance right
painted
now.
Painted on your armor next
just
time.
On the shield. Just painted onto the shield.
No, on your armor. Oh. I think we've learned not to put your holy symbol on things you can drop.
What'd you get? It was a 10.
It's a 10.
You try and slash at him again with the new magic sword. He just deftly steps
to
one side.
Or is there an additional plus? It'll only be 11 then.
Yeah, it's not high enough.
That's you rolled a 10 or that was
I
just
rolled a 7.
Yeah, you definitely don't
11,
hit
11, yep. Okay.
All right.
It's all over again.
I think I'm going to throw... Oh, wait. No, because he's in close combat now. Magic missile.
All right.
Because that seems like a slightly more winning proposition than lighting the cleric up with acid.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
He takes 3 damage.
Mike.
Yes.
First of all, I am wearing light armor. I'm wearing a chain shirt. I don't know if that affects my speed.
No, it's light enough. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay, well, I was just wondering if that would make me... arrive around faster or something.
It just means you're not taking any penalties to move shit.
Okay, and on the way, I'm also going to pull out my shield because I'm going to need that when we enter combat.
Okay, so you're doing that. All right. So,
meanwhile, you are. Wow, it looks like something's really escalating.
Yeah, so you're noticing him run up the stairs.
Squawk!
Tom will arrive in 2 rounds.
Well, the question is, how did he get outside? How did he get outside in the first place?
That escalated quickly.
Have you by now taken the elven noble to the bar and bought her a drink?
Everybody's looking rather shocked as to what the hell's going on.
Is all this stuff distracting him while he's playing?
Although I did good.
If Mike's been playing this whole time, like, and he saw me go, like, if you were actually paying attention to what I was doing, like, you're helping me out here by playing this music, you literally, I've been gone for maybe, like, 5 minutes, absolute tops. You're, like, halfway through your first song, and you see me come back into the front door with an elven chick and blood on my face. And you're like, the shit is going on.
like
bartender, no, get them a drink.
You're not even getting to the rest of the adventure.
Me running in with the sword.
Now hold on, though.
Angry.
What I want to do, if I can get the chance, is I'd like to bring her back into the ground floor of the bar. Where are the guards there?
Oh my god,
the guards are.
This with us?
Some of them didn't make their saves. They're kind of holding their heads. They're kind of looking at the mayor, going, "What he wants to do?"
Yeah.
What?
I'm kidding.
They're like,
what was that?
What?
What?
What? Yeah. Yeah.
They look at you. They look at the elven chick and they're like,
yeah. I'm basically going to pass her off to the guards that are there.
All right.
And I'm going to make a break back up the stairs.
Okay. You will arrive upstairs in 2 rounds.
Okay.
The elven chick's like, Your name!
So then it sounds like the timing between Connell and Tom are about the same.
Yeah, because
for two
now
rounds.
They're both inside, so now they're both bolting. So you and Tom are literally side by side now.
Okay, and I'm down to.
All right, so.
12.
All right, so top of the next combat.
Sorry. I forgot to mention, when I pass her off to the guards, I will tell her, stay here, and then take off.
What?
Yeah, did she make a saving throw? Is she deaf?
Yeah, she makes it.
Sweet. Okay, right. So she can hear me.
All right, cool. So,
stay
top of the combat
with the guards.
Again.
Run upstairs.
The assassin Bleeding looks at you, goes, I don't have time for this. Playtime's been fun.
Oh.
What?
Oh, dear.
What?
Did he crit or did he roll a one?
What happened?
Well, it's fine. I can just roll another character.
He critted.
I haven't been,
on who?
I haven't really been doing that well.
He
guys,
critted
anyways.
On Justin.
Yep.
All right. I have to see if he confirms the crit.
Yeah.
Oh, they have that still?
Yep.
Yeah.
He does not confirm the crit. However, he does definitely hit you with the wicked-looking dagger.
So, oh, that one's the evil one.
As opposed to the pleasant-looking dagger.
It hits you for 5 damage.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's not too bad.
That's fine. Oh.
But now you're doing an additional bleed per round.
Plus 2 each round. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. I'm not gonna
so basically what happens is he jabs it into your shoulder, and it burns.
Now might be a good time to use the healing stick on yourself.
Ow.
You have a magic healing stick.
That's resurrection, though, not healing.
Now, no, it also has a move action.
Oh, it does. It's casting 1 per day and resurrection 1 per day.
Yeah.
As a move action, he's going to push past you. You do get an attack of opportunity.
Can't because I?
Let him
can't
go.
I push
We're
him
not
back
doing
into
well.
The room?
Roll me your. Basically, you have to beat his combat defense.
So just shield bashing him back
into
the room.
I have something I'd like to add.
He could shield bash.
I want to shield bash him back in.
Whilst running?
That'll be
that
a CMB.
Would just be an attack roll, wouldn't
that's
it?
Fine. Yeah, that's an attack roll.
Is it an attack roll?
I have a second half to my plan, which I forgot to put in action when I was up in the room.
Well, if it's an attack roll, then it's an attack maneuver, so he still gets his attack bonus that way.
Whilst running back upstairs with this guy in the flaming sword with a chicken on it, I'm going to ready my fishnet.
Okay. All right, let me resolve this one first.
No, you're not using your CMB. I was wrong.
But I'm using my shield. I'm bashing him in with
the shield. No, he's counting it as a melee attack, though.
Okay, so roll me your normal attack roll. You don't get any bonuses to it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a basic attack.
So okay, so now I'll get my 2 strength. And that's it. Wah, ba, 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 ba. Where's my other... No, I can't find that dice.
Your Lord bless this rocket shield, and all who use this rocket shield.
11.
Yeah, you try and bash him. He just kind of pushes past you.
Guys, I'm really bad at this.
Derek,
he's
moving past you. His back is to you.
Grab his ankle.
Attack of opportunity.
Yep. Attack of opportunity.
Attack. Okay, so how does an attack of opportunity work?
Basically, you get a +2 to hit.
Okay, and that's my move. That's my action for the round, though.
If you want to hit him,
it's an extra attack.
Oh, it's an extra attack?
Yeah.
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 Okay, I'm going to claw him as he goes past and then throw an acid bolt at his back. Okay. You get like a free
attack.
Attack on
yeah,
you
get like a free attack. Right?
Pardon?
Your claw attack is 1d3?
Yeah, but it's 1d3 plus 1d3.
Okay. You can use my custom d3s.
Oh, dude, thank you. I actually need these for my acid spell as well.
All right.
Okay, so attacking his back as he runs past me with my fabulous... +2.
Missing my red one.
Nope. First attack misses. Second claw attack. 15.
15.
All right, so he's at a -4. Yes, you hit him. You claw him right down the back.
Okay, that deals him 2 damage.
All right.
And then the next thing I do is he's running the fuck away from me.
Oh, do you have to do -1 because you have low strength?
No.
Oh,
Okay, do you have anything that could slow him down or stop him? I have something that will let us find him no matter where he goes.
Do you have a batarang?
A batarang.
To rope around his legs?
Hang on.
Mike, can I acid splash the floor in front of him to see if I can trip him up?
Sure.
Or an extra attack.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, I got an attack of opportunity.
Yeah. But you just did your attack.
Yeah, but my attack of opportunity for my claws is a doubled attack.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah, but that still counts as 2 attacks.
No, it doesn't. It counts as 1 attack.
Oh, okay.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, jeez.
Hang on, Birdman, while he's trying to leave the bar, can I use grease and slow him down?
You have no idea this is even happening.
Yeah, no, but I see the assassin running away.
No,
yeah, but
he's
still
upstairs.
I know. Just saying.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and shoot an acid bolt towards his feet.
In this case, no, okay.
See if I can trip. Rather than doing damage, I'd prefer if I can trip him up.
Okay, roll damage against the floor. Because
they're running towards sure.
Yeah, no, I'm one round.
No, wait, sorry, I have a D3.
Me and Tom are one round
away.
Well, he's running into you guys.
Yeah, he's running towards you now.
And I've got a fishnet.
And he's got a sword that catches fire.
Who bought a fishnet?
This guy. The floor takes 2 acid damage.
The floor takes 2 acid damage. I'm going to say that's against his combat defense bonus.
If I'm infiltrating a place and I'm going to steal something, I'm like, what kind of shit would I need to bring with me in case things go wrong?
Okay. He's like,
well, I'm
going to
need
fuck.
Something like a fishnet.
And just kind of leaps over it.
That's fine.
All right. New combat. Everybody roll initiative.
Okay.
Except you.
That's better. Do we have 1d20, Tom?
18. Okay, so what? Okay, from highest to lowest, please go.
I'm going on a 15.
Okay.
16.
Okay, no. Who?
18.
Okay, so
22.
All right, so
is what I've rolled in total. All
right, so Connell. Then
38.
Then Tom. Who was after Tom?
I was 16, so I came next.
All right, so Justin, and then Derek.
Yep.
And then he rolled a 23. So
I'm still going at the end of the round.
All right.
I'm going to be a real
boy. Basically what happens is he rounds the second flight of stairs. He's on the floor above the bar, and you see Silverglow just running full tilt at you. He looks at you, and you just see him say, I don't have time for this.
Is he going before me? Or
yes.
Oh, fuck.
He got a 23.
Jesus Christ! I got 22. Is this not?
He casts magic missile.
Oh fuck!
Wait, he has magic? Holy crap!
Oh, magic missile will hit me. No doubt.
Who is this guy?
2 damage.
Someone we've been beating on for the past 10 minutes.
He fires out just a couple of bolts.
Oh, he can cast multiple.
He's still running.
May I?
Yes.
Use my sleight of hand to throw my fishnet over him.
That's an attack roll.
Yeah, that's an attack roll.
Roll it.
You can roll your sleight of hand to steal his dagger.
Can I use my dex score or dex modifier in this?
Is it a ranged attack?
Yeah.
It would be a ranged attack throwing it. So.
Yeah, then it's
all right,
dex.
Roll it.
Oh, come on. I can't fuck
no
this
pressure.
Up.
No pressure.
Can't fuck this up.
If you do, you'll get
Tom.
Oh
my god, it's 11.
You throw your net out. It does not hit his AC.
Does it hit Tom?
It lands on the floor just behind him.
Damn it.
He's still moving.
Okay.
Tom, alright. Tom, right. It is now your go.
Quit stealing my die.
Your dice roll better than mine.
Wait, if he's moving past me, do I get an attack of opportunity on him?
Not yet.
Okay.
Let me resolve the first round.
Okay, I'm swinging the flaming sword at him.
All right.
The sword says...
It's a +1 to hit, and that ability with the fire, you can do it.
Is that only on criticals?
No, that you can use that ability once or twice per day. I can't remember what I wrote down.
Well, it says,
well, it's already been
flaming
used
burst, it says flaming burst longsword 1d8, and then it says 4d6 fire damage once per day.
Yeah, the sword does 1d8.
Okay,
so it's only but then you can like activate. There's like a switch on the hilt that turns on the fire.
Yeah.
So it does as much. Okay, it does as much damage as a long sword would normally do, plus an additional 1d8 of fire damage.
That's normally what a flaming sword does. This is flaming burst, which I think is on criticals, which does I don't know.
Okay. Mike came up with the magic item, and Mike says this is how it works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just asking for clarification.
All right.
Clarification.
Okay. I am. Rolling my attack roll. 9 plus 6.
14.
What?
How much is it? No, 9 plus 6.
15.
15, you hit him.
Okay, what am I rolling here? 1d8 plus...
Do you want to use the fire... Actually, no.
Oh, yeah.
The fire ability was used for today because
on
it killed
chicken.
Reginald. Because he rolled
there
a
1. There were 2 of them, right? The 1d8 and then the 4d6.
No. Yeah. You're not seeing how this works.
The 4d6 is an ability that you can activate on the sword once per day.
Oh,
it's already been used on your chicken.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is expired. So you just get 1d8 damage on
today.
The sword.
Plus 1.
Tomorrow, amazing. It will be cooked. King
oh,
ready
the
1d8
again. Is just the normal
sword damage.
Sword damage.
Yeah. Just so we didn't have to keep looking at charts.
Okay. I just, okay.
I also wrote that one up last, I think.
3 plus 4, 7 damage.
7 damage? Okay.
Yeah.
You hit him for 7.
That's not bad.
Now, Justin, it is your go.
It could have been 12.
Right. So, I need to go get my holy symbol. So I'm going to start running down the hallway after him. He's gone now.
Oh, no, he's swinging your flaming sword.
Yeah, but Silver Cloak, from my perspective, I'm still at the door of the room.
Yeah.
Right? He just pushed past me,
yeah.
Fought his way
which,
past
which means
the
his back
whole
is to
group.
You. Yeah.
He's
downstairs, so if you want to take a move action, you could probably see him from
hey,
the
bottom.
Is that
crossbow standing at my feet?
Yep.
So pick that up.
Okay.
And I really wanted, like...
Though. You don't have any bolts.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Oh, the bolts.
All
oh.
the ammunition's in my pocket.
I want to, like...
just let him go.
So, yeah, I'm just going to pick up the crossbow anyways, because I kind of lost my other magical weapon. I'm just kinda,
you're
like,
never going to get it back.
This will go buy some bolts later. And,
You know what? I'm going to be nice. As you pick up the crossbow,
the blessing bolt, of Iomidae,
a bolt appears.
The bolt of Iomidae.
The bolt that I shot at him already is in the room. Would yeah. be there.
No, actually, one of the things
destroyed.
That Derek
yeah.
didn't tell you when he was identifying it, it respawns ammo.
There you go.
So a bolt
it's
magically appears.
It's a very
appears.
Arcane power. I didn't know to check for it.
It's a miracle. It's a
it's
miracle.
It's not on the checklist.
Guys, it's a miracle. All right.
All right, so you grab the crossbow. If you peek down the stairs, you can definitely see him, but you will have to wait around to shoot at him.
Because he has to reload.
Yeah, because you have to reload the bolt and set
and
it.
And I can't be moving while I'm doing that.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Click, 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 click. Yeah, so you're like, fuck, hold on.
And I take two more bleeding damage. I'm down to 10.
You might want to use the stick on yourself.
I'm at 10. I'm be fine.
All right.
Birdman.
Yes. What are you going
to
do?
Well, we need a way to definitely be able to identify this guy.
We know who he is.
No. We need to be able to find him so we can keep chasing him. I cast light on his hair.
Is there even a save for that?
Nope.
Derek, isn't it a touch spell?
I don't think so.
No, light's not a touch
spell. Light's not a touch spell.
No, it's not.
Let me, yeah. I want to double check something on that, so just hold on
yep.
a second.
I have seen somebody in one point or another, on one occasion, cast light on another person's eyes.
Oh.
Yeah. I know it has to be done on... Yeah.
No, that it wasn't as cool like that one scene from Ghostbusters 2, and he's just walking down the hallway, and he's got the light eyes, and they're, like, looking around. He was just like, I cast light on your eyes, and the other guy was like,
I know I fucked with a drow in one game by casting continual light on his eyelids.
He was just permanently blinded.
And the DM just looked at me, he's like... What?
Horrifying situation.
What kind of sadist are you? He's a drow.
Okay.
I know.
So what happens is the light behind Mike snuffs out.
Yep.
The light on the drow lights up his hair, and he's like, glorious!
Yeah, and there's Gelmar pointing at him with a dragon claw. Lumos, bitch!
All right, top of the combat round.
Oh, God.
I may not be the most all powerful right. caster out there, but I'm certainly the most annoying.
Okay, so his back is now at pretty much everybody's now because he's bolting fast. He has a faster move.
And he's very easy to see now.
Yeah, he's very easy to see now. So it will be his
except
go.
Except for me. I'm
he's,
like on the far end of the
he's
hotel.
He's going to spend a full round to keep running.
Okay.
So it now goes to Connell.
Wait, yeah. Has he passed by me? Did I
yeah.
get...
Oh, yeah. You, we'll get to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right,
has he passed by us yet?
Yes, his back is to you.
Okay, so do I get an attack of opportunity as he runs
that's
by me?
What
yes.
I was just asking.
Okay, that's... Yeah, that's great,
but you have to catch up to him.
What?
And five... Okay.
But as he's passing by
yeah,
them,
he's
he
passing,
gets...
As he's passing me, I get an attack of opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah, they
okay.
Both do.
Yeah.
Okay, so... And see, now here's the thing. With my attack of opportunity, I'm going to attempt to perform a trip maneuver. Now, a trip can be used in the place of an attack. Normally, yeah. a trip would provoke an attack of opportunity. But when you're attacking somebody via attack of opportunity, they can't get one back on.
Attacks of opportunity, are you only allowed to do basic melee, though?
It can be used in place of a melee attack.
So yeah.
It'll work. Plus, it doesn't matter anyway. He's running. Someone in a full-out run doesn't get an attack of opportunity.
What's that?
Someone in a full-out run doesn't get an attack of opportunity.
I don't get an attack of opportunity
no,
on
he
him?
He doesn't. He even if you trip
oh, yeah.
him, it won't matter
oh, because
he's running.
Because he's running. Okay, yeah.
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 Because it's not like you can go like,
the thing is,
unless
if,
he feats, he has a feat
if
for
if he provokes
it.
An attack of opportunity on me and I do a trip, he doesn't get an attack of opportunity back on me anyways.
Yeah.
Because it's already an opportunity.
Yeah,
attack.
So this would
so
be a
like,
combat maneuver bonus?
That is correct. I can use it in place of a standard melee attack, and it says, yeah, you can only trip an opponent that's no more than one size category larger than me.
All right, roll it.
Oh, God. Let's see if I can trip him. Do I add anything to this?
Your CMB.
So nothing. Woo.
20, 20, 20, 20, 20.
Three.
Nope. Yeah, you would have to roll the dig as good.
At level one, there's no base attack bonus. I have no strength bonus and no size modifier. So my CMB is zero.
Okay.
My CMD, however, is like higher than normal.
So I get an attack of opportunity as
yes,
well?
Yes. He okay. tries to trip him. You fail.
Okay, I'm just going to slice him.
All right.
All right.
As he runs past you.
Okay, 10 plus 16.
16 hits him.
Okay, 15 worked last time, so I hope so.
Yep.
No, I'm not using this die. I don't like it.
No, damn it.
Is that my die or yours?
How much damage you doing?
It's mine.
I had Calthrops.
Your own fault.
I should have thrown them in the hallway.
I got seven damage again.
Are you Batman?
Okay, let me add up how much damage you've actually done to him.
Yeah, because I've done at least 11 or 12 damage, I think, as well.
Okay, hold on a second.
Plus, he took what Connell did.
All right, just give me a second here, guys. So,
oh, wait, no, I still have a round, because that was just my attack of opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
I still
oh, yeah.
have a round.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, yes.
Well, no, I thought your round action was to try and throw the net on him.
That was last round.
Okay. Yeah, that was last round.
Yeah. Right. Now he's moved past us, so, and these are our opportunity attacks. We actually get to attack after this now.
I'm going
to
sit back and relax.
All right.
Yeah, and he's just using his round to run.
Yeah, he's just running, so if I like, if I use a
Mike,
a
you're
move
providing
action,
important
still...
background music.
All right.
At this point, it's descended into Mariachi music.
All right, so Derek, what are you doing?
Magic missile.
Actually, no, it would have been Justin's go. Sorry.
Yep. Right.
What, at the top of the round?
No, it's Tom just went, so now it's your go.
Yeah, but Connell
we were
had
just
like
doing
20...
our attacks of opportunity. We
okay,
haven't
just,
actually...
Yeah. Now you're confusing the fuck out of me.
Okay, so when he runs past us, he provokes a free attack from both of us.
Yes.
Then it's my turn, then
okay.
it's Tom's turn, and,
okay.
then, and then it goes down to the rest of the line. Yeah,
okay.
Really
so,
sorry about that.
All right, so who's going now?
Myself.
All right.
I am going to give chase.
Okay.
I'm going to try to run after him. Use one action to move to try to keep up with him, and I'm going to use my other action to attempt to throw Caltrops on the ground in front of him.
Okay, roll it.
All right. How does one use Caltrops?
You throw them.
Ranged attack.
Oh, it's ranged attack. Oh,
yeah.
Sweet. Okay.
How far away is he by now?
If I'm using one of my movements to move, he
okay.
would be just in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I may be able to get these on the ground.
Oh.
18.
18 against his...
Now, let me see what that does, because I think it makes
think
it difficult terrain
his CMD.
Or something.
Well, he's aiming at the ground in front of him, so he...
Yeah.
You have to, I don't know, like a DC to find it. Does he get the aim? And then wouldn't it be like he's now rolling against the Caltrops that are on the ground?
Here
it'd be
go.
Like a reflex
okay.
something crazy.
Yeah, that sounds
so,
about right.
So reading this from the rule book, a Caltrop is a four-pronged metal spike crafted so that one prong faces up no matter how it falls, no matter how it falls on the ground. Each time that a creature moves into an area that is covered by Caltrops or spins around fighting while standing in that area, it runs the risks of stepping on one. They have to make an attack roll for the Caltrops, which is base attack plus nothing, against the creature that's stepping over them. For this attack, the creature's shield, armor, and deflection bonuses do not count. If the creature is wearing shoes or other footwear, it gets an extra two to their defense towards it. But they don't get like they don't get to count their armor or anything else like that. If the attack succeeds, the creature has stepped on a Caltrop. It deals a point of damage. Their speed is reduced by half because their foot is wounded. This movement penalty lasts for 24 hours until they are successfully treated with a DC 15 heal check or until it receives 1 point of magical healing.
Huzzah okay. for hijacking the plot.
All right.
We made all right. the game about this guy.
Oh, sorry. A charging or running creature must immediately stop if it steps on a Caltrop. Any creature moving half speed or slower can pick its way through the bed of Caltrops with no trouble. So if he's running and he steps on one, he immediately has to stop.
Okay, so what happens is you throw your Caltrops out, he steps on one, huge yelp of pain. He stops immediately.
Sweet.
And he's like, all right.
The way we hijack the
okay.
plot, hijack the plot.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. That's okay. All right, so now it goes to Tom.
Okay.
He stops.
Second hour.
Okay, he's still a little bit of a distance from me.
Yeah,
so
about,
I'm going
about 10 feet at most.
Oh, at most. Okay. Then, as a free action, I can drop my sword.
Yep.
As another free action, I can draw a dagger because I have quick draw.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to whip it at his head.
Okay, so ranged attack.
Is there any bonus to ranged attacks now that his head is a giant signal flare?
Oh, well,
no.
I
didn't
okay.
see that.
I have pulling shit out of my pocket.
So what we've got
I have
from this is Connell's Batman.
Fishing net. Caltrops. Boots of Featherfall.
Damn it, Connell okay, is Batman.
Okay, I have point blank shot, so I get plus one to attack and damage if he's within 30 feet.
Yep.
I just get the wrist gauntlet to just have a muscle shot.
Bang. I got 9 on my attack roll.
You totally miss him.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're in a crowded bar. Where does the throwing dagger go?
In the wall behind him.
Okay.
We're still on the second level hallway.
So we could have killed two chickens. Okay.
So I've got a loaded crossbow. I'm up on the second floor.
All right, then. So you can just see him.
Really?
You would take a minus -2 to hit because you're having to peek around the top of the stairs.
No dex bonus.
I still have a move action shot. I haven't used.
Oh, okay. Guys, we're almost up.
So I'm going to move in front of him.
Well, all right, you move in front of him, that's your actions.
Okay.
All right. Now it's Justin.
So, is he now in the way? Is Tom now in the way?
He's standing in front of him. If you miss, you could potentially hit him, because you're firing, quote-unquote, into melee.
It's okay, keep doing it, I don't
with
care.
With a minus -4 to hit.
He gives me the,
so
the thumbs up.
It's a minus -6 to hit, just so you know.
Okay, player so does. I'm looking character at a 20 doesn't. Or whatever.
Do it.
No, it's a 7.
All right.
So I rolled a minus -6 that turns into a 1.
You hit Tom.
It's not a natural 1.
No, it's not,
it's
a, not natural
a natural
fumble. 1.
It's not a natural
It was a 7
fumble.
Minus -6.
You still hit him, though.
Yeah, you still
it's
hit Tom.
Not high enough to
okay, with the,
but what did I take?
Well, it was with the crossbow cold nonsense.
All right, so crossbow deals, what, 1d6?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know where it was.
I think it's 1d6.
Yeah, 1d6.
5.
All right, Tom, how much damage do you take?
Oh, yeah.
We are the greatest heroes.
Actually, wait a second. Tom, what's your AC?
My AC is 19.
Okay. To be fair, Mike, we're only first level.
I know.
Yeah. All right, well, you still hit him. Let's say it deals, I don't know, minimum damage. So let's say you hit Tom for a 1. Just ping,
ow. Ow, cold.
Dude!
All right.
Okay, and then I spend the rest of my turns, the 30 feet, heading towards him.
I run till I can see him.
Okay.
Point down the hallway. Fazare! Magic missile.
Okay, how much damage you do?
5.
His sword kills my chicken, and then his crossbow hits me.
This assassin just can't catch a
fucking break. How am I the only effective person here?
All right.
I hit him 3
so
times.
As you hit him
twice.
Magic missile, he's still in pain. He's like, all right. He kind of stops.
Targets the halfling now.
Points his hand out. You see 2 rings on his hand, kind of like me.
Oh, so I'm like one ring on his one ring on his ring finger, one ring on his middle finger.
Yep. You see him just kind of start to concentrate.
Oh.
You start to see a huge fireball rush towards you. And that's where we end this.
Oh.
All right, so what will happen to my obviously hijacked plot here on Pathfinder Nightmare Lake? What will happen to these guys? Well, I guess
there's no lake. Where's the lake?
I guess we're going to have to find out what happens next. So, once again, big thanks to our sponsors of NobleKnight.com, where Out of Print is available again. Also, OffroadDesigns.com. Use promo code BROHOOF to get 10% off. But until next time, we have been...
My name is Connell Macbeth, a.k.a. Dr. Holocaust.
Big Mike.
Tom White. Nothing.
And I'm down 1 chicken.
And I'm Derek the Bard.
I'm Justin Eacock. I think we're all gonna die next week.
All right then. And I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying it's finger looking good chicken time. All right.
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These warriors are terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the terrible warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are terrible!